Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Alone in a sea of customers, isolation amongst kids, customers, and COVID. You haven't physically been in front of a customer in weeks or months. COVID is hitting closer to home than the first 6 months of the pandemic. Your rural community has seen a spike in cases. Your customers have family members coming down with it. At your company's local facility, several have come down with it and your office is closed. Maybe even your own family may have a case or two. All of this is causing isolation at one of the busiest times for agribusiness sales. Post-harvest is when producers know their yields. They meet with their accountant to decide where to spend or not to spend. And January ushers in the show season, all the regional trade shows and national trade shows. However, these are all virtual for January through March at a minimum. Wherever you turn, the challenge of isolation is present. And for ag sales professionals who get up every day and drive the farm roads to see customers, this can seem even worse. Well, here are a few of my perspectives as we head into Thanksgiving to think about. First of all, this is affecting everyone. This simple realization that you are not the only one affected by this situation seems pretty basic and common sense almost. However, when the isolation really hits hard, especially if you catch the disease, this is easy to forget. We think we're the only one in the world that is in this situation. Now, the thing that makes that worse is that social media and TV show pictures of people out in the world engaging life. Yet everywhere you turn, there is another need to isolate. So that's one thing I think you need to keep in mind. Secondly, don't turn off the TV and social media. What? I mean, I might be the only person in the world to make that statement. But everywhere you turn, the advice rings out to turn off your TV and avoid social media. And I greatly disagree. At times, these are the only methods of connecting with the outside world. The secret is to know which TV and which social media is helpful and which isn't. They provide momentary breaks in your mental ruminations. Some may call this escaping reality. Whatever you call it, these short breaks are exactly that, breaks in your thought pattern. The isolation thought pattern can build on itself. It ruminates. It goes over and over and gets worse and worse as your situation maybe feels bad. Now, I want to emphasize short breaks. If you're out there binge watching 17 seasons of Grey's Anatomy, you might be on a bad path. Just about all electronics have some kind of setting that can be used to create alerts, limit time, block specific social media, etc. Use them to help social media keep you positively connected to the world. Again, positively connected. Here's an example. On a daily basis, you can scour at least a dozen industry updates. Grab 3 to 5 pertinent articles and read them. Reaching out to those who wrote the articles even gives you a little more way to dig deeper into the social media connection. This hits you as a positive reinforcement that you saw an article that's pertinent to your customers. You reached out maybe to the author and you sent a little note to your customers explaining what you got out of this article. Well, what else to do as an ag sales professional? Well, I mentioned that everyone is being affected by isolation and your customers and prospects are part of that everyone. That's the first realization. While producers seem like they live isolated on a farm, there can be quite a bit of social interaction that happens on a daily basis. And this is especially true if livestock are involved. A herd or a flock requires a higher amount of manual labor, which just means there's a bigger requirement for interactions. On most days, a crop producer will see a series of salespeople on their farm, from crop inputs to equipment salespeople to service providers. So producers weren't completely isolated previously. So number one thing I think you can do in your selling profession is to stay connected. Continue to call, text, email, and safely visit your customers and prospects. The two most important words in that sentence were safely and prospects. Physically visiting customers and prospects needs to be thought of and considered how to be safe about doing that. But lastly, don't forget your prospects. Too often we start to pull in our wings and we start to just call on customers that are currently doing business with us. Stick with your prospects as well. You know, one of the reasons that I think salespeople stop staying connected is that they think that they can't reach out if they don't have the answer or an answer. We are in an environment where no one has the answer. Trade wars, commodity markets, and pandemic interruptions have created an agribusiness environment that is extremely difficult to forecast. In times of uncertainty, customers need to hear from you more often than they did before. Now, the natural tendency is to avoid calling them when you don't really know all the answers to their most common questions. You know, like, when will your offices and manufacturing facility be open? When will we be back to normal? When will we see $6 corn? We don't know the answers to those. So we think, well, geez, I can't go out there and talk to them because I don't know when we're going to open back up. I'll let it sit. Bad decision. Well, number two activity I think you can look and do, look at what your competitors are doing. Look around your industry and see what they're implementing. Are their customer interactions increasing, decreasing, or, you know, about the same? What changes to products and services have they made? Recently, I worked with a team whose competitors completely stopped connecting with customers. The main office was still sending out emails and hard copy invoices. However, the competing salespeople in this market had stopped calling on customers. I asked if that meant physically stopped calling on customers or completely stopped connecting, phone, text, everything else. They said customers hadn't heard from their salespeople in months. What an opportunity to provide some form of connection to these prospects. Just the simple fact of being there when times are tough is enough to convince a customer that you can be trusted in tough times. It doesn't mean that the competition is bad and doesn't care. I'm sure they have their reasons for their actions. But in this case, with these producers who were telling my customer, it is not helping them keep their customers. Well, number three activity that I think is extremely critical is focus on what you can affect. Now, on any given sales call, it is so easy to stray off into the discussion around trade wars and COVID. Every producer probably has those two subjects on their mind all the time. Now, if you are not involved directly in those negotiations, I highly recommend that you smile, nod, and steer the conversation back towards those areas you can have an effect on. You know, we all have an opinion, and maybe we really want to talk about trade wars and what's going on with COVID over here and over there and what you've heard. A little bit of that might be okay, but I'll tell you what, the faster you can steer that conversation back onto those areas that you can affect. I mean, that's why you asked for the appointment in the first place, to help this customer with your products and services. Well, hey, as we roll into the new year and think there is some magical end to all of this, I want you to be mentally prepared. Please go back and read an article that I wrote in April. It's on my blog and my podcast tab on my website. It's called Reopening. Again, this was in April. If you go on to the right side of my website, there's a little place there you can pick up April 2020. It's called Reopening Sales and Agribusiness. And there's a podcast version right next to it. It talks about the Stockdale Principle. And that is something you definitely want to keep in mind where there is a pandemic with no absolute end that we can put our finger on. Well, hey, in many of our territories, we were able to avoid the shutdown for quite some time. Now, it seems inevitable, even in rural communities. With the length of time this has been going on, we can easily run into fatigue or burnout from the topic. I mean, how tired are we of hearing about the new normal and Zoom fatigue and social distancing, challenging times, unprecedented times, and the whole mask debate? Over a long period of time, in this case 10 months, we become immune to or irritated by the terms themselves. Every day in the public, we are bombarded with these terms. Again, your customers are no different. They see it and they hear it just like you do. My advice is give them a break, and at a bare minimum, don't bring it up. If it does come up, obviously we want to show some empathy and let them vent. Then look for that opportunity to shift the conversation. I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional you can be. You can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and other training opportunities on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. That's www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.